The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. We still have a few minutes or so before we begin the meditation. I just thought I'd hop on here and join the fun. Reading the chats, it's touching to read where everybody's from in the little weather forecast. And I don't want to leave out those people who don't put things on the chat. But yesterday's talk was about community. It was about what a difference it makes when we're practicing with other people. So just a bow of appreciation for those of you who are making your presence known on the chat. Maybe just a gentle invitation, no pressure whatsoever, but just to say hi in the chat. The weather here, I'm in Redwood City, is crows crowing, airplanes flying. So right now I'm more oriented towards how it sounds rather than how it looks or feels. So many of you are here from the Bay Area, which is lovely. And many of you are not from the Bay Area. Names I recognize, and some of them I don't recognize. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. We're all part of this, thing we're doing together on YouTube. And I would even say those people in the future are welcome, right, who are listening to this not while it's live, but sometime later, who knows how much later. We're happy you're here too. Okay. So we'll get started here with the meditation. Let me get my notes organized here a little bit. So welcome, welcome, and good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, hello. This is the third day continuing on this theme of Buddhism beyond the lists. And maybe some way we could understand this whole notion of Buddhism beyond the lists is something more than just intellectualization or memorization of information. Buddhism includes the other parts of ourselves too. And today we'll be able emphasis on the heart, maybe in a different way than we often talk about it. So, but that is just a slight introduction. Taking meditation posture, if you haven't already. Having a posture that expresses your intention. to pay attention, but in an easeful, relaxed way. So can our posture have both alertness, uprightness either literally or figuratively, as well as some ease? Feeling the points of contact between the body and the sitting surface. Tuning into that feeling of pressure against the body. Maybe against the back if you're using a backrest. Might be in your seat as it's in contact with the seat of the chair or cushion or couch. The back of the legs, chances are in contact with the sitting surface. And the feet, feeling how they are touching the surface. Allowing yourself to recognize the support, this foundation upon which we're sitting. Inviting in some ease and relaxation. Allowing the jaw to be just a little bit slack. Reminder to have the shoulders away from the ears. Shoulder blades sliding down the back. Letting the heart area, the chest area, be soft, open, in any way that makes sense to you. Now, belly being soft, hands relaxed. Noticing what the hands are touching. Without words, just noticing whether it's soft or rough, warm or cool. In the same way, noticing the sensations of breathing. The experience as the body breathes. the experience of the body breathing might be in the chest as it expands and contracts with the breath. Maybe the belly as it moves. Or the sensations at the tip of the nose as the air moves. Simply resting awareness on the sensations of breathing. This is what minds do. We just very gently, simply begin again with the sensations of breathing. Nothing else to do. Nowhere else to be. We're just here now, hanging out with the sensations of breathing. Maybe we notice sounds arising and passing away. And as we continue to rest Resting awareness on the sensations of breathing. Is there a way you can allow the heart to lean toward what is beautiful, what is precious, what feels deeply worthwhile? It's not so much that we're using words, we're allowing a movement or an experience. Perhaps a feeling of warmth, perfectly fine if this is not clear. But can you be open? Letting the heart orient towards maybe a subtle sense of yearning. Longing. And I'm going to drop in a question. No need for an answer. This is not something that we go and find an answer. Something more that we feel into. What feels most worthy of my heart? Maybe that language isn't quite right. What feels like the fulfillment of my heart? This may be really subtle. This may not be clear. But whatever arises, can it be welcome? Including the absence of anything arising, can that be welcome too? When you're ready, returning to the sensations of breathing.